FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Service Providers Association in KZN says some suppliers from the National School Nutrition Programme are still owed payments from the previous financial year. KZN Education says 78% of payments were made last month, but a new financial system caused glitches that delayed the rest. Frustrated by the delays, the group staged a sit-in protest on Monday at district offices across the province. The association's Thabang Mncwabe says technical difficulties are not an excuse.
We are still concerned that it calls for service providers to feed learners without being paid for months and stage sit-ins before they get paid. We really don't appreciate shifting a blame to a system failure that only operates and work when service providers stage a sit-in. So it means there is a problem that needs to be resolved, an issue of competence and assurance issue in the quality control.
KZN Education's Muzi Mahlambi says outstanding payments will be made by the end of this week.
On payment of the remainder of 22% of the unpaid school nutrition service providers, that the run yesterday on the 6th of May was successful, and they will receive their payments on the 9th of May, which is this Friday.
And officials have managed to free a driver who was left severely entrapped in a truck involved in an accident on the M4 near Meerbank, south of Durban. The heavy-duty truck collided with a vehicle earlier. The incident caused the truck to flip, lose its load, and land on its roof, blocking the southbound lane. Paramedics treated two patients from the car. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson is there.
Paramedics quickly assessed the scene and found that the truck driver and only occupant of the truck was severely entrapped in the wreckage, and immediately Itsekweni Fire Department together with Redline Response Rescue Unit were dispatched to assist. ALS paramedics stabilised the patient whilst entrapped, while the rescuers freed the entrapped driver before carefully extricating him into an awaiting ambulance.
And abroad, hospital officials in Gaza say Israeli strikes have killed at least 48 people, including women and children. It comes as Israel prepares to ramp up its campaign against Hamas, with plans that could see it take control of the entire enclave. Health officials say one of the strikes included an attack on a school sheltering hundreds of displaced Palestinians. The Israeli military had no immediate comment. In your top story this hour, the Service Providers Association in KZN says some suppliers from the National School Nutrition Programme are still owed payments from the previous financial year. KZN Education says outstanding payments will be made by the end of this week. Find more news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the News and Traffic tab. You can also follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest local and international news. Just click Updates and search for East Coast Radio Newswatch. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kai.